Morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be running through the morning brief for today. Happy Friday, especially before a long weekend. Always nice to be able to say that one. All right, let's start off with the performance here. Mostly positive for the names we typically look at here. Gold, crude oil, and TLT rounding out the top three. The S&P 500 up around a third of a percentage point towards the downside. Only a couple names landing in negative territory here. The equal weighted index, SPX, EWY, just on the other side of flat, and the US dollar down around half a percentage point. Now, very quiet day from those names we typically look at here in terms of chart action. The only one with a reversal is going to be TLT. So, mentioned that one as one of the bigger gainers for the last 24. Haven't yet returned to a buy signal here on our default chart. Really just kind of been range bound up and around the middle of the trading band here. Regardless, trend line still intact for now. Longer duration fixed income has been a point of weakness and would expect it to continue to be that way. Regardless, though, getting a reversal back up, solidifying some support around 86 here, but a plenty of resistance up ahead, around current levels all the way up until, around 88.25, and then further, just below the top of the trading band here from earlier in the year. We'll speed through a couple of other really quick ones here. Gold GC backslash here on the platform on its default chart. Got a couple more boxes put in. We'll see how stingy or stringent these kind of resistance levels are from these all-time highs. You'll see we've kind of been buttoned around that 3,400 mark for the better part of 2025. Next, the Russell 2000 continued higher on its default chart there to a chart reading of 2380. Is reaching up towards heavily overbought territory around current levels. Regardless, though, constructive picture off of the lows, but for the long points, small caps are still a laggard to the likes of the S&P 500, which was what we'll wrap up here today on. Continuing higher to a chart reading of 6,500 here on our chart for the first time ever. Now, nice support offered at the middle of the traded band. That's going to be a point to watch on exhales here if we do get any as we open up September around 62.50 there for SPX. Next, a couple of different earnings related commentary here. Alibaba, they are up around 3% at the time of this recording here in the morning, so productive earnings for them at this point. Baba's a three for fiver. You'd see it kind of consolidating here off of those lows for 2025, where we opened up around 41% so far this year. Regardless, here kind of been in a bit of a range, 118 to around 126 in the near term. That's going to be a point to watch on the productive day. Regardless, though, nice entry point here for Baba, which seems to be trying to consolidate a little bit around at this bullish support line, which should usher it higher. Next, MRVL, semiconductor here. They're down around 14% on the back of earnings from yesterday there. Two for fiver. This is before earnings reaction. You'll see these guys just re-entered a negative trend here on our default chart, moving down to a sell. So point is that we're a bit, kind of the technical picture is worsening, let's put it that way. So we'll see here where we open up or kind of where we get in terms of an intraday low here for MRVL. And lastly, we can wrap up with Ulta Beauty, ULTA. Ulta's a four for fiver. They are up around 4 or 5% at the time of this recording here on Friday. Four for fiver, relatively strong consecutive buy signals, six consecutive buy signals. That is only real gripe is we are towards the top of the trading band around 5:36. We'll also pause here around for what is it, Fun Friday, where I talk you through different parts of the platform. PNF history. If you click on this here, you'll be able to see reversals, signals, trends, patterns, so on and so forth. So if you click on this, you'll be able to see all of the different signals, whatever you say, okay, hey, we just want to focus on trend breaks, turn off signals, turn off reversals. My computer's being a bit slow. Regardless, you'll be able to isolate really what you want. You can print that out, take that over into an Excel, do whatever you want with it. I'll also mention as we talk about history, TA score history. So if you click here on the technical attribute, a little pop-up that's going to show what that stock has, or you could do this for funds as well, I suppose, what that stock or fund has scored over time, and you can focus specifically on different time ranges, whatever you want. We've also got that in tabular form down below as well. All right, that's going to do it for me here. Hope everyone has a nice weekend, a long weekend, and we'll be back again on Tuesday. Bye-bye.